good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Matsina reading you the morning news. Today is Easter, also known as Resurrection Sunday. Christians across the globe celebrate the day commemorating the resurrection of Jesus Christ from death after being crucified in Mount Calvary on Good Friday. Citizens of the capital city Kohima, Nagaland gathered to celebrate the occasion with Easter sunrise service under the aegis of Kohima Baptist Pastors Fellowship, KBPF, at the Heritage, the old DC bungalow. President of KBPF, Reverend Vesopar Rako, delivered the message saying, "The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ has given a new meaning to life of mankind." He said that the doctrine of resurrection is the heart of the Bible, adding that without which there is no Christianity, as it had testified that Jesus Christ is the true Son of God. Nagaland State Chaplain, Reverend J.W. Yamyap Konyak, delivered the resurrection greetings. He said the celebration is about the empty tomb, because of which the church exists, as Jesus Christ has risen from death. He also implored the gathering to pray for the persecuted. Chorale pieces were presented by Kohima Ao Baptist Arogo, KABA, and Sumi Apuyemi Baptist Church, Kohima. Meanwhile, churches across the state are organizing special Easter services for the day. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has greeted people on Easter. In his Easter Eve message, Dhankar said, "The festival of Easter, commemorating the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ, serves as a poignant reminder of the profound influence of love, compassion, and forgiveness. He hoped that this auspicious occasion will bring peace and harmony in everyone's lives." Nagaland Governor La Ganesan has extended warm Eastern greetings to all on the occasion of Easter Sunday. In his message, the governor said Easter is celebrated each year around the world with great reverence. On this blessed day, Ganesan called upon all to celebrate the testament of God's love to humanity and the spirit of forgiveness. He wished that the resurrection of Jesus Christ fills all of our hearts with joy, hope, and brings abundant blessings to all. Nagaland Cabinet, in conjunction with the members of Eastern Nagaland Legislators Union, ENLU, held a joint meeting yesterday. In the meeting, the ENLU members briefed the Cabinet on their recent visit to Delhi and also their meeting with the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, ENPO, on March 28 in Twensang. The Cabinet and ENLU members, after thorough deliberations, unanimously decided to extend a sincere appeal to the ENPO, urging them not to abstain from the upcoming Lok Sabha election, scheduled for April 19, but to participate and complete the democratic duty for the greater benefit of the region and its constituents. The meeting further noted that upon the installation of the new popular government in the centre, a conducive atmosphere will be created for further negotiation of ENPO's demands. In this, the Cabinet and ENLU members made an earnest appeal to the ENPO and its constituents to prioritise the democratic principles and ensure widest possible participation in the upcoming national elections in order to pave the way for a brighter and more inclusive future for Eastern Nagaland. The Foundation Day of the State of Rajasthan was celebrated at Raj Bhavan Kohima yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Nagaland Governor La Ganesan said that Rajasthan is not only the largest state in India, but it also holds a profoundly significant place in the socio-cultural, economic and historical landscape of the country. He said that its vibrant culture, historical importance, economic contributions and strategic location underscores its significance to our country's identity, economy and security. He said that Rajasthan is indeed the jewel in India's crown, contributing to our country's diversity, heritage and strength. He lauded the business practices and ethics of Rajasthanis, particularly the Marwaris, who have long served as exemplary models both within and beyond, greatly influencing local entrepreneurs and fostering a culture of enterprise and innovation in Nagaland. He said their significant role in various aspects of India's cultural commercial landscape, including commerce, culture and social development, extends to Nagaland as well. A video representation on the goodwill message of the Governor of Rajasthan, Kalraj Mishra, and cultural heritage and tradition of Rajasthan was also screened on the occasion. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a good day.